Go
Set Magazine.
Hi, I'm James Valentine, and continuing our look back at Go Set Magazine, today we'll explore the Problem and Lonely Hearts columns and see what kind of things were on teenagers' minds in the late 60s and early 70s. To start with, in 1966, Go Set featured a column called Leslie Pixie. This was a rather tame affair, as the following example illustrates. Go Set, 21st of August, 1968.
Dear Leslie Pixie, I'm 16 and me mother has bought me some men's deodorant. The trouble is that all my friends at school are always rubbishing blokes who use cosmetics of any sort. Do you think that I'm a sissy for wearing it? Cyril, Brisbane.
Dear Cyril, don't take any notice of your friends at school. There is nothing sissy about a boy who uses deodorants. You'll find that they'll probably all be using them soon, when they see how popular you are with the girls. Your mother was very sensible buying it for you. Leslie Pixie.
In 1969, blues singer Wendy Saddington took over the personal column under the title Wendy Saddington Takes Care of Business. In line with the changing mood of the late 60s, her approach was far more liberated. Go Set, 5th of September, 1970.
Dear Wendy, I come from a respectable family, am a teenager and study very hard. My strict mother, who sent me to a famous Church of England school, does not believe in knowing boys. She does not know about my numerous but short affairs with disreputable lower-classed men. We only get together for sex. Recently, I attended a wife-swapping party with my boyfriend, as I look old enough to be married. I'm pregnant and went with a few men at the party. Please advise me. Desperate Sue.
Dear Sue, you being a high-class subject of good repute doesn't really alter much, does it? You still have a problem like us all. Seeing as you are still at school and probably living with your respectable parents, you will have to tell them. The sooner, the better. Wendy.
Go Set, 6th of June, 1970.
Dear Wendy, I have a problem boyfriend who have been dating for just 1 week. The problem is that he has very short hair, and in this day and age, it's very embarrassing. I don't mean to sound big-headed, but I am known as a real Groovian chick. I go to all the big discos, and I'm one of the top groovers. I really love my boyfriend, but I just cannot stand the embarrassment I feel when we go out together. I have asked him to grow his hair, which would improve his looks no end, but he says that he once had long hair, but annoyed him so much that he had to cut it off. All his friends have long hair, so I just can't understand him. Help me. I'm 19 and he's 21. Groovy.
Dear Groovy, you certainly do sound groovy. In fact, you are so groovy that I can't stand you. I don't think you have to worry too much about your boyfriend's short hair, because I don't think he'll be around for very long. Stop grooving for a while and start living. Wendy.
Wendy gave up the column in 1971 and Pat Wilson took over. Pat was the wife of Ross Wilson of Daddy Cool fame, and she wrote under the pen name Mummy Cool.
It started off being a bit of a joke, but as time went on, the column got more serious. You know, I sort of found after a while that I couldn't be really flippant or glib. I actually had to go and research and get, you know, the correct answers to put in the column, because I realised at that stage people were really asking me for help.
Go Set, 5th of June, 1971.
Dear Mummy Cool, I can't get any girls. My older sister can name six of her age birds, 18 years old, who reckon I'm the best looking in a family of eight. Trouble is, I'm too shy. I nearly collapse every time I go near a girl. I read somewhere that pot often helps overcome shyness. What do you think, Shy?
Dear Shy, it's possible that pot would help you overcome your shyness, but you'd probably get so stoned that you'd sit around grinning and going, blah, blah. So maybe you should just realise that girls are human too and would welcome social contact with such a good-looking guy. Mummy Cool.
Go Set, 12th of June, 1971.
Dear Mummy Cool, I'm writing about my best friend, about whom I'm deeply concerned. It all began when we went to see Deep Purple, and we were both absolutely knocked out by the beautiful Ian Gillan. Well, anyway, I stayed at her place a few nights ago and she took a long cushion to bed with her, making out that it was Ian Gillan and started making love to it. I personally think that this is kind of abnormal. What do you think? Wondering.
Dear Wondering, rock and roll and sex are inseparable. Masturbation relieves frustration. She'd probably been doing it long before the Deep Purple show. Don't worry, she'll find a substitute one day, a guy to love. Mummy Cool.
Go Set, 19th of June, 1971.
Dear Mummy Cool, I'm just about at my wit's end. I'm a homosexual, and since most of the guys I know are square, I've turned to drugs. I'm dropping as much acid as I can get, and now I'm looking for shooting stuff. I feel like killing myself. Camp.
Dear Camp, if you start shooting up, you'll be committing suicide, though it will be slow. Don't do it, it's meaningless. Homosexuality is more common than most people think or are ready to admit. If you're sure you're homosexual, you should learn to accept it. Your acid experiences should have already told you this. You should tell your close friends if they don't already know. Friends understand. If you seek homosexual companionship, why not investigate the newly formed Camp Inc.? Get the address from LinkUp. It seems quite helpful. Mummy Cool.
Next time, we'll be looking back at Normie Rowe and how he was reported in Go Set. See you then.